2026年春天。
In the spring of 2026.
上海某高端会员超市，冷柜前。
In front of a high-end membership supermarket freezer in Shanghai.
林威拿起一盒标价298元的挪威三文鱼，橙红色的鱼肉码在黑色托盘里，附着保鲜膜。
Lin Wei picked up a box of Norwegian salmon. Its orange-colored fish meat neatly arranged in a black tray and covered with plastic wrap. The price was 298 yuan.
像一件等待被欣赏的艺术品。
Like a work of art waiting to be appreciated.
他每周都来买一盒。
He comes to buy a box every week.
已经三年了。
It's been 3 years.
他习惯了那种绵密脂肪。
He was used to that soft fat.
在舌尖化开的触感，习惯了。
I've become accustomed to the tactile sensations that melt in my mouth.
在日料店点单时的从容，习惯了朋友圈。
I'm used to being calm when ordering at Japanese restaurants.
照片里那抹代表精致的橙红。
The touch of refined orange in the photo.
对他来说
For him,
这盒鱼不是食材。
This box is not food.
是某种生活方式的凭证。
It is a proof of lifestyle.
但那天他无意中把盒子翻过来。
But that day, he accidentally turned the box over.
背面有一行小字。
There is a small line of text on the back.
字体小到需要凑近才能看清。
The font is so small that it needs to be read up close.
加热后烹饪食用。
Cook and eat after heating.
林威愣在冷柜前，大脑空白了三秒。
Lin Wei stood blankly in front of the refrigerator, his mind going blank for 3 seconds.
他忽然意识到。
He suddenly realized.
自己这三年来生吃的每一片高端刺身。
The 3 premium sashimi I've been eating over the past 3 years.
按照这行字的指示
According to the instructions in this line of text,
本该是一道煎熟才能上桌的菜。
It should have been a dish that was supposed to be cooked thoroughly before being served.
更讽刺的是
Ironically,
手边的宣传牌上巨大的字体写着刺身级三文鱼。
The large font on the promotional sign reads Killer Grade Salmon.
即时鲜美。
Fresh and delicious.
店员正热情地向另一位顾客推荐。
The shop assistant enthusiastically recommended to another customer.
这款可以直接生吃。
This can be eaten raw.
口感最好。同一盒鱼。
The best taste is when all the fish in a box are facing forward.
免让你生吃，背。
Let you see the back.
免让你煮熟。
Let you cook.
你信哪一面？
Which side do you believe in?
这不是印刷错误。
This is not a printing error.
这是一场持续了40年的国家级营销工程。
This is a 40-year national-level marketing project.
你以为你在选
You think you're choosing.
其实选项都是人家写好的。
Actually, all the options are written by others.
三文鱼是骗你一个人。
Salmon is a scam.
钻石是骗全世界。
Diamonds are a scam to the world.
1888年。
1888.
南非，塞西尔罗德斯买下一座钻石矿。
Cecil Rhodes bought a diamond mine in South Africa.
发现了一个致命问题。
I found a fatal problem.
储量太大。
Too much stock.
全卖掉就崩盘。
If all are sold, the company will go bankrupt.
他的办法简单粗暴。
His method is simple and direct.
买下所有矿，控制产量，制造稀缺。
Acquire all mining rights and control production to create scarcity.
到1900年
By 1900,
戴比尔斯已经控制了全球90%的钻石产量。
De Beers controls 90% of the world's diamond production.
他们不卖钻石。
They don't sell diamonds.
他们卖稀缺。
They sell rare items.
每年只放出固定数量的原石。
Each year, only a fixed number of gemstones are released.
让市场永远处于刚好不够的状态。
Keep the market in a state of perpetual shortage.
但这只是第一步。
This is just the first step.
真正致命的手术发生在1947年。
The truly deadly surgery took place in 1947.
费城 NW Air 广告公司31岁的女文案师 Frances Garrity 加班到深夜。
A female copywriter, Frances Security, aged 31, from Philadelphia's NWL advertising agency, worked late into the night.
第二天要交戴比尔斯的方案。
The proposal for Debbie's must be submitted the next day.
她忘了写结尾的标语。
He forgot to write the closing tagline.
Exhausted.他把头埋进胳膊。
He buried his head in his arms.
随手在纸上划了四个单词。
I casually wrote four words on a piece of paper.
A diamond is forever. 第二天拿给创意总监。
A diamond is forever. Tomorrow, I will hand it over to the creative director.
看，总监皱眉，语法不对吧？
The director's frown is grammatically incorrect, isn't it?
Diamond 是单数，怎么能用 is? 应该用 are forever. Garrity 没改。
Diamond is a singular noun, so it should be is instead of are. The phrase forever is correct.
他说 is 才有重量。
He said that only Garrity's has weight.
像一句谚语。
Like a proverb.
不是一句广告。
Not an advertisement.
1948年，这句标语第一次出现在杂志上。
The slogan 1948 first appeared in a magazine.
然后他再也没停过。
Then he never stopped.
Garrity 为戴比尔斯写了25年文案。
I have been writing copy for De Beers for 25 years.
他笔下的钻石从一块碳晶体变成了永恒承诺的唯一载体。
The diamonds he depicted transformed from a crystal of carbon into the sole carrier of eternal commitment.
但他自己一辈子没结婚。
But he never married for his entire life.
住在费城一间小房子里。
Living in a small house in Philadelphia.
养狗、旅行、去世时。
Bald travel, death.
83岁，无配偶、无子女。Advertising age.
83 years old, no spouse, no children, advertising age.
在1999年把这句标语评为20世纪最伟大的广告语。Garrity 在获奖一个月后去世。
In 1999, this slogan was declared the greatest advertising slogan of the 20th century. Garrity died a month after receiving the award.
一个未婚女人用一句语法错误的广告语给全球婚姻上了一道持续80年的枷锁。
A single woman used a grammatically incorrect slogan to impose an 80-year-long curse on marriage.
这才是资本做局的最高境界。
This is the highest level of capital playing the game.
不是卖产品。
Not selling products.
是卖规则。
Sell rules.
当钻石等于爱情
When diamonds equal love,
成为社会共识
become a social consensus.
不买钻石就等于不够爱
Not buying a diamond is equivalent to not loving enough.
这种社交压力比任何广告都有效
This kind of social pressure is more effective than any advertisement.
更狠的是那句标语的隐藏功能
What's even more shocking is the hidden.Function of that slogan.
A diamond is forever.
A diamond is forever.
他告诉你两件事。
He told you two things.
第一。
First.
钻石代表永恒的爱情。
Diamonds represent eternal love.
第二。
Second.
你永远不应该卖掉它。
You should never sell it.
因为一旦二手钻石流入市场，稀缺。
Once second-hand diamonds enter the market, they will become scarce.
神话就会崩塌。
Myths will collapse.
戴比尔斯甚至制定了另一个规则。
De Beers even formulated another rule.
钻戒
Engagement ring
应该等于你三个月的工资
Should be equal to your 3 month salary.
三个月不多不少
3 months, no more or less.
正好让你觉得贵
Just make you feel expensive.
但值得，这个标准不是市场定的
However, this standard is not determined by the market.
是戴比尔斯定的。
It's decided by De Beers.
他们把价格和感情双重锚定。
They anchor both price and emotion.
让你既舍不得买。
Make you unwilling to buy.
更舍不得卖。
And even more reluctant to sell.
所以，一颗18,000元买入的钻戒。
So, a diamond ring that cost 18,000 yuan to buy.
十年后回收价可能连十分之一都不到。
10 years later, the resale value may be less than 1/10.
但没关系。
It doesn't matter.
钻石已经完成了它的使命。
The diamond has completed its mission.
让你相信不买。
Make you believe that not buying is better.
就等于不爱。
It means not loving.
到1950年代。
In the 1950s,
美国新娘佩戴钻戒的比例从10%飙到80%。
The percentage of American brides wearing diamond rings has soared from 10% to 80%.
这套打法后来被复制到日本、韩国、国内。钻石订婚戒指。
This strategy was later copied into Japanese and Korean domestic diamond engagement rings.
从一种小众奢侈品变成了全球婚姻的标准配置。
From a niche luxury item to the standard wedding accessory worldwide.
而这一切始于1947年一个疲惫的夜晚。
And all of this began on a weary night in 1947.
一个未婚女人随手写的四个单词。
Four words written by a single woman.
一个人能改写全球婚姻。
A person can write global marriage.
一个国家就能改写一个民族的饮食基因。
A country can rewrite a nation's dietary genes.
1985年。
1985.
东京 ,Bjorn Erik Olsen 走进日本农林水产省的办公室。
When Erik Olsen from Tokyo arrived at the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries in Japan,
他是个和气道高手。
He is a master of the 7th level of nuclear energy.
在日本混了十几年，日语流利。
I've been living in Japan for 10 years and my Japanese is fluent.
深谙日本文化。
Well versed in Japanese culture.
他甚至能讲几句关西腔的笑话，和日本官员喝清酒的时候
He can even tell a few jokes in Kansai dialect and make fun of Japanese officials when they drink sake.
能准确说出每一道下酒菜的产地。
Can accurately state the origin of each appetizer.
但他不是来比武的。
But he wasn't here to fight.
他是来卖鱼的。
He is here to sell fish.
挪威。
Norway.
靠北海石油暴富。
Thanks to the oil boom.
但政府不甘心。
But the government is unwilling.
只做资源输出国。
Only act as a resource output country.
开始大规模养殖。
Start large-scale farming.
大西洋龟。
Atlantic turtle.
到1980年。
By 1980.
全国173家养殖场。
173 farms across the country.
年产4,300吨，鱼养出来了。
4,300 tons of fish per year.
麻烦也来了。
Trouble also came.
欧美人只吃熟鱼或烟熏鱼。
Europeans only eat cooked or smoked fish.
三文鱼煎熟后的口感和鳕鱼差不多，卖不上价。
The taste of cooked salmon is similar to that of cod, but it doesn't sell for as much.
严重滞销。
Severe sellout.
Olsen 盯上了日本。
Osren is targeting Japan.
日本有刺身文化。
Japan has a sashimi culture.
刺身鱼比烹饪鱼贵十倍。
Freshly caught fish is 10 times more expensive than cooked fish.
但有一个致命障碍。
But there is a fatal obstacle.
日本本土的太平洋龟自带寄生虫。
Native Pacific sea turtles in Japan have their own parasites.
自古以来只能熟食腌制。
Since ancient times, only raw and preserved foods have been available.
绝不生吃。
Do not eat raw.
你一个外来户。
You as an outsider.
凭什么让日本人冒险？
Why should we let the Japanese take risks?
Olsen 的解决方案堪称国家级话术工程，代号 Project Japan。 第一步，
Olsen's solution is a national level rhetoric engineering project codenamed Project Japan. The first step，
改名，摒弃鲑鱼这个在日本带有廉价、有虫、负面联想的旧称，直接音译出一个新名字。
Renaming abandons the old name salmon, which has negative connotations and is associated with cheapness in Japan, and directly transliterates a new name.
三文鱼，一个三字。
Salmon, one word of three characters.
凭空造出三种珍贵来源的联想。
Invent three valuable sources of association.
一个文字又暗合文化文明的优雅。
A text that subtly hints at the elegance of a culture and civilization.
一条滞销鱼。
A wise fish.
就这样被包装成了金发碧眼的高级洋玩意儿。
It was then packaged as a sophisticated foreign product with blonde hair and blue eyes.
第二步，权威背书。挪威政府投入3000万克朗，邀请日本顶级厨师参观养殖场。
Second authoritative endorsement, Norwegian government invests 30 million NOK to invite top Japanese chefs for a visit to the farm.
联合东京大学发布检测报告。
The University of Tokyo released a detection report.
强调人工网箱养殖加工业冷冻技术。
Emphasize the cold storage technology in the artificial netting aquaculture and processing industry.
可彻底灭杀寄生虫。
Completely eliminate parasites.
挪威王室成员亲自站台。
Members of the Norwegian royal family personally appeared on stage.
在机场、电视、杂志狂轰滥炸。
Airport TV shows are bombarding viewers with advertisements.
第三步。
Third step.
免费渗透。挪威以近乎白送的价格向东京五星级酒店和高端寿司店供应5000吨三文鱼。
Free salmon to Norwegian companies at near giveaway prices for supplying Tokyo's five-star hotels and high-end sushi restaurants.
但有一个条件，必须做成刺身。
But there is a condition that must be fulfilled.
不能做熟食，配合。
Cannot be used with ready-to-eat meals.
回转寿司的普及。
The popularity of revolving sushi.
三文。
Three.
三文鱼刺身迅速铺满日本餐桌。
Eel sashimi quickly fills Japanese tables.
十年后。
10 years later.
1995年。
1995.
三文鱼成功打入日本超市。
Salmon successfully entered Japanese supermarkets.
2013年。
2013.
他在日本全民刺身投票中登顶第一。
He topped the poll in Japan's nationwide knife throwing competition.
干翻了传承数百年的金枪鱼和鲷鱼。
Defeated the centuries-old traditions of tuna and sea bream.
一个精通和气道的挪威人。
A Norwegian who is proficient in the river gas.
把日本人数百年的不吃生三文鱼祖训给借力打力的化解了。
Leveraged Japan's centuries-old tradition of not eating raw fish.
拿下日本后。
After taking over Japan.
这套打法被完整复制到国内。
This strategy has been completely copied into China.
2001年。
In 2001.
国内入市， 挪威海产局发布三文鱼健康白皮书。
Domestic entry into the Norwegian Seafood Council released the Salmon Health White Paper.
强调富含欧米伽三，低脂。
Emphasize low fat, rich in omega 3.
高蛋白，高端超市开设三文鱼专柜。
High protein premium supermarket opens a salmon counter.
反复宣传生吃最保留营养，医学专家、营养师。
Repeatedly promoting the idea that raw food is the best way to retain nutrients, according to medical experts and nutritionists.
网络大 V 集体站台。
Online large-scale gathering.
到2025年。
By 2025.
国内一年花 108.8 亿元进口三文鱼，成为挪威增长最快的海外市场。
China imported 3 million tons of salmon worth 108.8 billion yuan in a year, making it Norway's fastest growing overseas market.
你打开外卖软件。
You open the delivery app.
点了一份三文鱼刺身，30分钟后送达，芥末酱油齐备，筷子一夹，蘸一下。
I ordered a plate of salmon sashimi, and it arrived 30 minutes later. The mustard sauce and soy sauce were ready, and I picked up chopsticks to dip in.
送进嘴里。
Go into the mouth.
你从头到尾不会注意到包装背面。
You won't notice the packaging on the back.
那行字，加热后烹饪食用。
These characters are used for heating and cooking.
因为你根本不会翻过来看，你吃的三文鱼刺身可能根本没有达到可生食标准 ，GB 二七三三。
Because you probably won't even bother to look, the tuna sashimi you ate might not have met the standards for raw consumption specified in GB 2733.
这个编号就是你那盒鱼背面加热后烹饪食用的官方代号。
This is the official code that you should use on the back of the box for cooking after heating.
它默认你需要加热后食用。
It requires heating before use.
对寄生虫、微生物没有任何额外要求。
There are no additional requirements for parasitic microorganisms.
真正可生食的标准是 GB 10136。
The real standard for raw consumption is GB 10,136.
要求负35摄氏度以下冷冻至少15小时。
Requires freezing at minus 35 degrees Celsius or below for a minimum of 15 hours.
但商家把 GB 2733的鱼和芥末酱油摆在一起。
But the vendor placed the GB 2733 fish and mustard sauce together.
利用你的惯性思维
Leverage your ingrained thinking.
误导你生吃那行小字
Mislead you with those small words.
就是他们的免死金牌
That's their golden shield.
更隐蔽的是你吃的三文鱼
More subtly, it's the salmon you eat.
可能是未经充分冷冻的淡水红鳟
Possibly freshwater trout that have not been fully frozen
一种易携带干吸虫的淡水鱼
A fish that is easy to carry and contains dry tapeworms
却被堂而皇之地摆上刺身柜台
However, it was brazenly placed on the display counter
一条滞销鱼
A fish that is not selling well
被一个和气道高手用40年时间变成了掏空中产钱包的高端标配。
A high-end set that was created in 40 years by a group of seven masters and used to pick pockets from the air.
这不是商业推广。
This is not a commercial promotion.
这是一场针对你味觉记忆的认知。
This is a cognitive test for your sense of taste.
殖民。国家级营销工程需要40年，概念战争只需要一个关键词。
A state-level marketing campaign requires a 40-year concept war, and only one keyword is needed.
2000年代初
Early 2000s.
日本 Pola 从糖化反应的学术研究中提取概念。
The Japanese pattern was extracted from the academic research on the concept of sugar hydrolysis.
推出抗糖护肤品，资生堂 FanCell 跟进。
Jacido SCL Anti-Sugar Skincare Products Launch
将抗糖从护肤扩展到口服、美妆全赛道。资本的话术精准。
A precise and effective pitch for expanding anti-sugar skincare to oral beauty products across the entire industry.
而恐怖，糖化反应会产生 AGS, 晚期糖基化终末产物。AGS 是皮肤老化的杀手。
And the terrifying glycation reaction produces AGS, a late-stage product of glycosylation in skin aging. AGS is a killer for skin aging.
所以，抗糖等于抗衰老。
Therefore, resisting sugar is equivalent to resisting aging.
但资本没告诉你的是。
But the capital didn't tell you this.
糖化反应是人体正常的。
The process of sugar formation is a normal part of the human body.
无时无刻不在发生的生理过程。
The physiological process that occurs constantly.
代谢正常的健康人。
Healthy people with normal metabolism.
根本不会在体内蓄积过量。
It will not accumulate excessively in the body.
AGS.AGS 的产生速度根本追不上你身体的代谢速度。
The production speed of AGS is completely unable to keep up with your metabolic speed.
你吃进去的糖
The sugar you eat
大部分被身体正常
Mostly normal
代谢掉了
Metabolized
根本不会跑到皮肤里去
It won't penetrate the skin
糖化你的胶原蛋白
Sweeten your collagen
2020年11月
November 2020
权威媒体报道
According to authoritative media reports
抗糖丸抗糖口服液
And sugar pills And sugar oral solution
抗糖面膜市面上绝大多数抗糖产品没有经过系统性的专业验证
Most anti-sugar masks on the market have not undergone systematic professional verification
抗糖功效尚无科学。
There is no scientific evidence to support the claim that it has anti-sugar effects.
依据，这条新闻当天冲上热搜。
According to this news, it went viral on the hot search today.
但资本的反应不是收手。
But the reaction of capital was not to stop.
是换打法。
Change the method.
你花几百上千买的抗糖丸成分是什么
What are the ingredients of anti-sugar pills that cost hundreds or thousands?
艾草南非红茶精华
Echinacea South African red tea extract
橄榄果实精华
Olive fruit extract
葡萄叶精华没有任何一种在临床试验中被证实有效的糖化抑制剂
There is no sugar-lowering agent in clinical trials that has been proven effective for grape leaf extract.
这些成分的功效停留在抗氧化。
The effects of these ingredients are antioxidant.
抗氧化和抗糖化是两个完全不同的概念。
Antioxidant and anti-glycation are two completely different concepts.
某德国品牌抗糖口服液12支
12 bottles of a German brand anti-sugar oral liquid.
售价880元。
Price, 880 yuan.
单支 73.3 元,成分
A single share of 73.3 yuan.
主要是基肽,葡萄籽提取物。
Mainly peptide grape seed extract.
维生素 C, 从蔬菜水果里就能获得的东西。
Vitamin C can be obtained from vegetables and fruits.
基肽在牛肉里就有，维生素 C 在橙子里就有，葡萄籽提取物。
There are vitamins C in beef, and there is grape seed extract in oranges.
在葡萄里就有，你花73块钱买一支口服液。
You can buy a bottle of oral medication for 73 yuan in grapes.
本质上是在花73块钱喝一口。
The essence is to spend 73 yuan for a sip.
加了增稠剂的果蔬汁。最荒诞的一幕发生在2022年，某国产抗糖品牌宣称产品基于某顶尖高校医学博士科研成果，结果
The most absurd thing happened when a domestic anti-sugar brand in 2022 claimed that its product was based on research results from a top university's medical doctor and added a thickening agent.
该高校医学部直接发布公开声明。
The medical department of this university issued a public statement directly.
该教授与企业无任何合作。
This professor has no collaboration with any company.
一边是被权威媒体点名，顶尖高校发声，营养学会沉默。
One is that top universities, which are named by authoritative media as having a voice, have been suppressing the society.
另一边是抗糖面膜。
On the other hand, there are sugar-reducing masks,
抗糖精华
anti-sugar essence,
抗糖口服液
anti-diabetic oral solution,
年销售额持续攀升
continuous increase in sales,
资本用你制造的焦虑卖给你解药
capital uses your anxiety to sell you a solution.
而这场焦虑本身就是资本的产物。
And this anxiety itself is a product of capital.
所以抗糖丸真正的功效是让你在吃糖的时候心里好受一点。
So, the real effect of anti-sugar pill is to make you feel a little better when eating sugar.
抗糖丸在美妆圈收的是焦虑税。
Anti-sugar pill is charging anxiety tax in the beauty circle.
零糖饮料在饮料圈收的是替代税，两种税。
Zero sugar drinks are subject to two types of taxes in the beverage industry.
同一个收银台。
Same checkout counter.
1982年，可口可乐推出第一款无糖产品。
In 1982, Coca-Cola launched its first sugar-free product.
健怡可乐。
Diet Coke.
2005年推出零度可乐
Launched in 2005, Zero Sugar Coke.
但很长一段时间
But for a long time,
无糖可乐始终是个边缘产品
Diet Coke has always been on the margins.
产品
Products
口感淡
Mild tasted
销量低迷
Low sales
健怡可乐
Diet Coke
甚至被视为女性减肥饮料。
It is even considered a slimming drink for women.
男性消费者觉得喝这个没男子气概，真正的转折点。
Men consumers think that drinking this is not masculine, which is a turning point.
在2016年。
In 2016,
一个国产气泡水品牌横空出世。
A domestic sparkling water brand has emerged.
用赤藓糖醇替代阿斯巴甜
Replace aspartame with erythritol.
口感更接近蔗糖包装
More similar to sugar packaging.
走日系清新风
Embrace the Japanese-inspired fresh style.
主打零糖、零脂、零卡三个零
Focus on zero sugar, zero fat.And zero calories.
直接击中了年轻人的健康焦虑，效果立竿见影。
The direct impact on young people's health anxiety was immediately apparent.
2018年。
In 2018.
这个品类还不足3亿。
This category is less than 300 million.
2019年。
2019.
头部品牌单家就冲到近十亿。
A single brand's top-selling product reached nearly 10 billion.
2020年双十一，某新锐品牌天猫饮料类预售额占比 40%。
In 2020, a new brand's pre-sale revenue in the beverage category on Double 11 accounted for 40%.
资本闻风而动。
Capital moves with the wind.
可口可乐、百事、农夫山泉、统一全线跟进。
Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Nongfu Spring, and Uni Group are all following up on their respective strategies.
无糖饮料市场规模从2015年的 22.6 亿到2023年突破400亿。
The market size of sugar-free beverages has increased from 2.26 billion in 2015 to over 4 billion in 2023.
2025年预计达到600亿。
Expected to reach 6 billion in 2025.
国内代糖产量在2024年已经达到 175.4 万吨。
In 2024, the domestic production of artificial sweeteners reached 175,400 tons.
全球赤藓糖醇市场规模在2025年突破 19.4 亿美元。
The global erythritol market is expected to reach over $19.4 billion by 2025.
但这不是健康的胜利。
But this is not a healthy victory.
这是资本把一种旧风险，糖，换成了另一种新风险。
This is how capital transforms one kind of risk into another.
代糖，问题的核心。
The core issue of artificial sweeteners.
从来不是蔗糖还是代糖。
Never sugar or artificial sweeteners.
只要你还在喝甜水，资本就能一直收钱。
As long as you are still drinking sweet water, capital can continue to make money.
代糖可能干扰肠道菌群。
Artificial sweeteners may interfere with the gut microbiome.
让你对甜食的渴望更强
Make you crave sweets more.
反而吃得更多甜味信号
Instead, they consume more sweet signals.
刺激身体分泌胰岛素扰乱能量
Stimulate the body to secrete insulin, disrupting energy.
感知导致食欲增加
Perception leads to increased appetite.
你以为在控糖
You think about controlling sugar.
其实你在为糖瘾续费。
Actually, you are renewing for sugary drinks.
2023年7月 ,WHO 将阿斯巴甜列为 2B 类健康风险物质。
In July 2023, WHO classified aspartame as a Class B health risk substance.
2023年
,2023,
Nature Medicine 发表研究赤藓糖醇水平较高的人群
A study published in the journal Nature Medicine found that people with high levels of xylose
主要心血管事件风险高出 80% 到 121%
The main cardiovascular events risk is 80% to 121% higher
注意是相关性
Focus on relevance
不是因果性
Not causality
2025年2月
February 2025.
山东大学齐鲁医院在细胞代谢发文，代糖阿斯巴甜有着加速血管硬化的风险。
The Qilu Hospital of Shandong University published a paper on cell metabolism, stating that the artificial sweetener aspartame has the risk of accelerating vascular calcification.
这边饮料公司卖你零糖饮料。
This beverage company is selling you sugar-free drinks.
那边美妆公司卖你抗糖丸。
The cosmetics company over there is selling you anti-sugar pills.
你左手喝下去。
You drink it with your left hand.
右手吃进去。
Right hand goes in.
资本两头收钱。
Two ends of the capital are taken.
你在中间两头交税。零糖饮料重新定义了健康补水面膜。
You have redefined healthy hydration masks with zero sugar middle two drinks.
重新定义了国家标准。
Redefined national standards.
国内面膜市场规模突破400亿。
The domestic market for facial masks has exceeded 40 billion yuan.
但你翻遍化妆品法规26个功效。
But you've gone through the 26 cosmetic effects.
宣称从来没有任何一个叫补水。
claim that there has never been a product called hydrating.
这不是文字游戏。
This is not a word game.
从皮肤科学的角度。
From the perspective of skin science.
深层补水本身就是一个伪概念。
Deep hydration is actually a false concept.
皮肤深层的含水量由身体内部调节。
The moisture content in the deep layers of skin is regulated by internal body functions.
基本恒定。
Basic constant.
不需要外部。
No external assistance needed.
皮肤外层的角质层是疏水层。
The outermost layer of the skin, the stratum corneum, is a barrier that allows water to pass through.
水分子根本补不进去。
Water molecules cannot be inserted.
面膜的真正作用是什么？
What is the true function of a mask?
是封包促渗。
It's a package promotion.
通过阻隔皮肤与外界接触。
By blocking the skin's contact with the outside world.
形成高湿度环境。
Create a humid environment.
让角质层暂时吸水膨胀。
Make the stratum corneum temporarily absorb and expand.
看起来水润透亮。
Looks hydrated and radiant.
但这种效果就像泡发的木耳，水分很快蒸发。
However, this effect is similar to the rapid evaporation of water from soaked wood ear mushrooms.
如果不做好后续保湿，皮肤
If you don't properly moisturize your skin,
甚至会因为过度水合而屏障受损。
Even the barrier can be damaged due to excessive hydration.
一位95后配方师在视频里直言，补水
A 95-generation pharmacist directly stated the importance of hydration in a video.
这个智商税市场单一年干了400亿。
This intelligence tax market made $40 billion in a year.
是我们几代行内人的耻辱。
It's a shame for us, the descendants of this family.
但资本不会告诉你这。
But capital will not tell you.
这些，资本只会告诉你。
These capitalists will only tell you.
你皮肤干燥，要补水。
Your skin is dry, so you need to moisturize.
你毛孔大，要补水。
If your pores are large, you need to moisturize.
你长斑，是皮肤缺水。
Are you getting freckles because your skin is dehydrated?
你长痘，是内干外油。
You have oily skin inside and dry skin outside.
总之
In conclusion,
没有补水解决不了的问题。
There is no problem that cannot be solved by hydration.
因为补水的效果是及时可见的。
Because the hydrating effect is immediately noticeable.
敷完面膜
After applying the mask.
那一刻
At that moment,
角质层吸饱水
The stratum corneum absorbs water.
皮肤看起来透亮白皙
The skin looks bright and fair.
这种美丽的泡沫只
This beautiful foamy texture.
一刹的花火
A slight fire.
却足以让你源源不断地打开钱包
However, it is enough to make you open your wallet endlessly.
国家标准有26个化妆品功效
There are 26 cosmetic effects specified in the national standard.
唯独没有补水。
Only lack of moisturizing.
但资本硬是在第27个位置建了一个没有编号的收费站。规则。
But the capital built a toll booth without a number at the 27th position.
可以设局，技术。
Setting up a scheme.
也可以破局。
It can also be broken.
河南浙城，一个曾经的国家级贫困县。
Henan, Zhicheng, a once national level poor county.
现在年产800万克拉实验室培育钻石。
Currently, the annual production of laboratory grown diamonds is 8 million carats.
培育钻石和天然钻石。
Cultured diamonds and natural diamonds.
在物理、化学、光学性质上完全一致。
They are completely identical in terms of physical, chemical, and optical properties.
但价格只有天然钻的十分之一。
But the price is only 1/10 of that of natural diamonds.
2024年。
2024.
戴比尔斯天然钻销量暴跌 76%。
De Beers natural diamond sales plummeted by 76%.
两年内资产减值45亿美元。
450 million dollars in assets have been written down over 2 years.
伦敦上市计划泡汤。
London's IPO plan is in jeopardy.
2021年。
In 2021.
全球培育钻石900万。
Globally, 9 million carats of lab-grown diamonds have been cultivated.
可拉，河南浙城一个县就干了400万。
A man in Kellar, Henan province, made 4 million yuan just by doing nothing.
到2024年。
By 2024.
这个数字翻了倍。
This number has doubled.
你带的可能是河南造，一个县。
What you brought might be a county made in Henan.
干翻了全球，那个钻石恒久远的神话。
Shattered the myth of forever diamond globally.
正在被国内技术击碎。
French security is being broken by domestic technology.
在1947年写下的四个单词。
Four words written in 1947.
构建了一个靠稀缺维系的帝国。
Built a kingdom based on scarcity and maintenance.
但帝国最怕的不是竞争。
But the empire is most afraid of competition.
是可复制。
It is copyable.
当钻石可以在实验室里批量生产，永恒的神话。
When diamonds can be mass-produced in laboratories, the eternal myth will be shattered.
就失去了物理基础。
Lost the physical foundation.
连戴比尔斯自己都开始卖人。
Even the most reputable figures are starting to sell out.
造钻了，那个教全世界求婚。
He's the one who taught the world how to propose.
必须买钻戒的公司。
Companies that must buy diamonds.
现在告诉你。
Now tell me.
人造钻也挺好。
Artificial diamonds are also pretty good.
这不是商业竞争。
This is not a business competition.
这是产业逻辑的崩塌。
This is the collapse of industrial logic.
资本做局只有三招。
Three steps to win the game.
第一招。
First step.
把普通变稀缺。
Make the ordinary scarce.
第二招。
Second step.
把廉价变高端。
Transform cheap into high-end.
第三招。
Third step.
把焦虑变提款机。三招用完。
Three ways to turn anxiety into a vending machine.
你的钱包就空了。
Your wallet is empty.
但每一次你选择培育钻石。
But every time you choose to cultivate diamonds.
每一次你翻到包装背面看标准。
Every time you turn to the back of the packaging to check the standards.
每一次你拒绝为超级食物的标签。
Every time you reject the label of superfood.
多付十倍溢价。
Pay 10 times the premium.
你都在对资本说，这个局我不入，破局。
You're telling the capital that this situation is not going to break through.
只需要三句话，看标准。
Three-sentence standard.
不看广告。
Without ads.
看成分。
Based on the ingredients.
不看概念。
Without looking at the concept.
看价格。
Check the price.
不看符号。
Without looking at the symbols.
下次你拿起一盒三文鱼，翻过来。
Next time you pick up a box of salmon, turn it over.
下次你打开一盒面膜，翻过来。
Next time when you open a box of face mask, turn it over.
下次你在直播间听到超级食物四个字。
Next time you hear the term superfood in a live stream.
先问一句。
First, let's ask a question.
国家标准里有这个吗？
Is there a standard for this in the national standard?
但下一个局已经在路上了。
But the next game is already on its way.
深圳某品牌孵化基地的白板上。
On the whiteboard of a brand incubation base in Shenzhen.
已经罗列好了。
I have already listed it.
候选名单。
Candidate list.
平菜根定位补血神器，紫甘蓝包装防癌战士。
Beetroot, a blood-boosting artifact, and purple cabbage, the anti-cancer warrior.
仙人掌果炒作沙漠燕窝。
Cactus fruit fried with desert bird's nest.
你猜下一个被送上神坛的会是甜菜根
？Do you think the next one to be elevated will be beetroot?
紫甘蓝还是仙人
？Kale or angel?
掌果，暗线启示录。
Palm fruit, dark line revelation.
我们下期见。
See you next time.